on Ayin Gimel, Amud Aleph, the Mishnah at the bottom. Chamesh Chatzeros, you have five Chatzeros, Betuchot Zu Lezu. They're each open up to each other, L'mavoy, into a mavoy. Okay. Evo b'chatzeros v'lo nishtatfu b'mavoy mutan b'chatzeros v'sorim b'mavoy. So what this person did is he made an eruv in his chatzer with the other people, but he didn't do a shituf in the mavoy. So what's his din? He's mutter in the chatzeros v'aser in the mavoy. Now, this is really a machloket that we had on Ayin Aleph, Amud Beit, and it's kedai just to go over this machloket because our Gemara is going to go over the machloket. Rashi, Chamesh Chatzeros Pesukah Zu Lezu, it's in parentheses because we're going to see the Gemara is going to reject the gears of the Gemara, and I'll explain why. Eva B'Chatzeros Af Mizu Lezu, they did from Chatzer, even from this one to this one. V'Yisorim B'Mavoy, De'ein Somchim Al Erev B'Makum Shituf. We have two ideas. We have a Erev Chatzeros and a Shituf in the Mavoy. So, a few days ago, Ayin Aleph, Amud Aleph, we had a Braita. There's a Machloket Rabbi Meir and Chachamim on whether you need to make an Erev in both. Meaning, I make an Erev in my Chatzer, and we do that with bread. And that Erev is different than the Erev in the Mavoy. The Erev in the Chatzer is basically to make everybody sharing Dira. It's like one Dira. Therefore, you have to use bread. That's what Rashi brings down over there in order to make it a Dira. So, Shaladam, Enu Nimshach, Achayayin, Elachapito. It has to be bread. So, that's called an Erev Chatzeros. We all live in a Chatzer. It's like making one Dira. When we do shituf in the mavoy, that's the different chatzeros into the alleyway. We have a picture in this book over here. We'll use this book for this morning. On Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph, picture 239. Right? You have each chatzer, which is also open to each other, which is the gizer of our Mishnah, which we're going to see we're going to reject. Rabbi's going to reject it. And they're all open into the alleyway, meaning they can't get to Bishus Rabbim, unless they go into the alleyway. So, when we do an Erev in the Chatzer, it makes it like it's one Dira. Everybody's sharing the Dira. When we make it in the Mavoy, that's something different. That's not making it into a Dira. The sheet of Mavoy, it's to include all the Rishus of the Chatzeros. Now, all of these is a Gezerah, because we're afraid of going from Rishus HaYachid to Rishus HaRabin, and therefore we have different ideas on how we have to do it. It's much less intensive, as we'll see in a little bit, the shituf in the mavoy, you have to do a less act, and you have to do less things in the mavoy than you have to do in the chatzer. So Rebbe Meir says if you make a eruv in the chatzer, you also have to make an eruv in the mavoy. You need both. We're not going to be somech one on the other. While Chachamim, say straight out, see what it is, Chachamim, or Erevin, or Mishtatafin. You could do either one. Once you have one, that's enough for everything. And Rebbe Meir says, no, we're not somech one on the other. So on Mishnah, what did he do? He made an Erev in the Chatzer, meaning in his little group of houses. Let me just keep the picture out over here. But he didn't do the Shituf, which he called merging of the Mavoy. Again, they put lechem in the chatzer, but they didn't put at least yayin in the mavoy. So according to this, he's mutter in the chatzer and us in the mavoy. That's clearly Rebbe Meir's shita. Clearly shita's Rebbe Meir, as Rashi says, us mavoy, there ain't somchim al eruv makom shituf. We're not going to be somech. And over here, that we need a shituf, we're not going to be so much on the Erev. Chachamim would hold, it's not a problem. Either you do an Erev or you do shituf. So that's clearly the Mishnah is starting off like Rebbe Meir. Turning the page. In nishtatefu b'mavoy, if we were nishtatef in the mavoy, it's not clear what he did in the chatzer. Mutarim kan v'kan. He's going to be mutter in both of them. And since it's not clear what he did in the chatzer, Rashi says, the Gemara is going to be mitarts. It's mashma. That's not like Rebbe Meir. If he did shituf in the mavoy and not the chatzer, is the way that the Mishnah looks like. Mutarim kan v'kan. They're going to be much in both. Because shitas v'barmat chachamim is either you do a shituf or an eruv. And over here he did the shituf in the mavoi, which is with wine. Or you could, of course, bread. That was the machloket we had earlier between Rashi and Tosfot. If it's huar din bread, or if it's lichatchila wine, or if bread is better. Sorry, if it's huar din bread, which is what Rashi says, and Tosfot says it's mashma that lichatchila b'yayin, more than bread. Okay, that's that part of the Mishnah. Next part of the Mishnah. Evu b'chatzeros. He did his Eruv in the Chatzeros. Everybody is now what's called joint property, and we can carry in the Chatzeron. Finishtatafu v'mavoy, and everybody did the Shituf in the Mavoy, meaning everything is great. V'shachach echad m'pnei chatzer. And one of the members of the Chatzer forgot in the Chatzer, even though he was in the Mavoy. Rashi says it clearly. V'shachach echad m'pnei chatzer v'lo Eruv b'chatzero, lahat echatzero, aval b'shituf ha'elokhelek. But he has a chelik in the shita, meaning he did the mavoi shita mavos, but he didn't do the eruv in the chatzir. V'shachal chum in b'nei chatzir below eruv mutarim kan v'kan. Even though he forgot to make in the chatzir, he can use it. Since he made the shituf in the mavoi, he can do everything. This is clearly like shitas chachamim, right? The machloket is if I have to do both. Rabbi Meir says you have to do both the chatzer and the mavoi to use everything. Chachamim says if you just do one or the other, you could be nismach on it for everything. So over here, he did the mavoi. He didn't do the chatzer. He's allowed to use the mavoi. He's not allowed, and he thought to use the chatzer even though he wasn't part of it. Mashma like chachamim. So we already seen that this Mishnah is a mess. Alright, the first case is clearly Rebbe Meir. This it says straight out, he did in the Erev and he didn't do it in the Mavoi, he's more than the Chatzah, not the Mavoi. Over here, it's Mashma clearly like Chachamim. Mibnei Mavoi, in the case where he was in the Mibnei Mavoi, below, he's with the Mibnei Mavoi, below Nishtatef, he's Mutarim B'Chatzeres V'Asorim B'Mavoi, again, it's coming to be like Rebbe Meir, it's just like a chachamim. Once you do one, it's not upon the other one. Shemavi lechatzer is kechatzer lebatim. A mavoi to the chatzer is like a chatzer to the house. It has the same dinim, Rashi. Mutarim kan v'kan. Ashtem mashmeh desomchim. Over here it's mashmeh that was somich on one to cover the other one. The Gemara mitarts. So the Gemara is going to come and be mitarts the Mishnah to make the Mishnah clearly like Rebbe Meir. Just like you can't go out from your house to the chatzah. Again, this is all mid rabbanan. This is very already the first stop of the eruvin. Over here, below eruv, kachas lahotzim in a chatzah lemavoi below shituf. Below tamer, below damer the bayad v'chatzah. Zuvishusu yachid v'chushuzu. Maybe a chatzah to a mavoi is different, but the house to a chatzah is vishusu yachid to vishusu rabbi. Maybe it's different from a chatzah to a mavoi. Aval chatzah v'mavoi shnei mishuyas shel rabbi mein. No, we don't say that. Just like a house to a chatzah, we have the same thing of a chatzah to a mavoi, and therefore you need shituf to go from the chatzah to the mavoi, and you need a eruv to go from that. Sorry, house to chatzah is eruv. Chatzah to Mavoi is a Shituf. Okay. Now we're going to, the Gemara till mid-page is just going to examine the Mishnah, the Reisha, the middle, and the Sefer to find out how do we understand the Mishnah to be congruent with one Shita. Mani, who's the Mishnah? Rebbe Meir. As we saw from the first case, it has to be Rebbe Meir. Why? Diomer be'inan Eruv be'inan Shituf. Because Rebbe Meir holds you need both. You have to have Eruv Chatzeros and a Shituf in the Mavoi to be able to use both. Eima Mitziyasa. Let's say the second case, which is really the first word on our daf over here. Ve'in nishtatafu b'mavoi. If he did Shituf in the Mavoi, mashma only Shituf in the Mavoi, mutar and kan v'kan. He's mutar in both of them. Atan. The Rabbanan, the Ami Bechadasani. Who is this Mishnah going on? It's like Shita's Rabbanan that says one is enough. So there's the problem already. Straight out problem. Halo Kasha. No, it's not a Kasha in the Lashonos of the Mishnah because you read, Ve'im Nishtatafu B'mavoi, Im Nishtatafu Nami Kamar. He also did Shituf in the mitzvah, in the mavli. So again, the first case is he did in the chatzah, and he didn't do in the mavoi. He's mutter in the chatzah, and he's usher in the mavoi. The next case, the top of artaf, if he also did shituf in the mavoi, besides what he did in the chatzah, he's mutter in both. Now, the Ritva immediately points out over here, there's no chiddush there, with the second part of the Mishnah. And he leaves it like that. Okay, the Gemara left the second part of the Mishnah, no chiddush. Rashi, ve'im nishtatfu nami, he also... It's going on the first case where he already did in the chatzer. That's what it's talking about over there. And that sheet is very mayor. Oh, aim a safer. Let's go into the next case. He did an erev in the chatzeros and nishtatzvu b'mavoy. Everybody, not this one, yachid. Everybody got together and did the erev in the chatzeros. They put bread in the chatzeros together jointly. And nishtatzvu b'mavoy, we put with yayin. V'shachach echad. And one of the Mabnei Mavoi forgot, v'lo nishtatvu. And he didn't do the Shituf. Meaning he did the Erev in the Chatzer, and he didn't do the Shituf in the Mavoi, mutar in the Chatzeros. He's mutar in the Chatzer. Let's skip one. Mutar in Kavakan. He's mutar in both. Now how can that be? According to Rabbi Meir, you have to do both. Over here he clearly forgot to do in the Chatzer. And yet, we're going to say, because he did in the Mavoi, he's mutter. He's mutter in both of them. Hey, Chidami. First, let's examine what exactly are the cases, because it really doesn't make sense. Idolo batil. Remember, a person in a chatzer doesn't make an erev in the chatzer. There's still eitzer for everybody to use it by doing bittel. Now, over here, we have the case where he forgot to do the chatzer, he did the Mavoi. So what did he do over here? To make everyone mutter in it, he has to do bittul. So what's the case? Idelo batil, if he didn't do bittul, meaning he didn't remove his, he was not mistalik his reshus from the chatzer, amay mutar. Why is everybody else mutter? Someone forgot to join in with the chatzer, he should usher them. That's clear out in him that we had that straight out of din. Someone that forgot to join in the chatzer and he didn't do bittul, no one can use it. So it must be that he did bittul on his reshus in the chatzer. Ema seifa. Let's now go into the last case of the Mishnah. Shechacha kam ibnei mavoi, where we forgot someone in the mavoi forgot. Below nishtatifu, and yet mutarim bechatzeros v'sarim b'mavoi. He allowed in the chatzer and he's also in the mavoi, meaning everyone. It's plural over here. Everybody's also in the mavoi. If we're talking about a case where he did bittul. He removed his reshus. There should be no reason at all. Why should everybody be usher over here? To eat the vatil, if he came and he was bottle his reshus, amay usher in the mavoi. Why should it be usher in the mavoi? We're having a clear steerer in our Mishnah. Something's funny is going on in the lashon of the Mishnah, and we're trying to pinpoint it exactly. If he did bittul, then at the end there should be no reason why everybody's usher. If he didn't do bittul, then the case before it, there's no reason why they should be mutter. He didn't do bittul. Oh, so let's just take an example. Vechitema. And from my knowledge in Shas, whenever it says vechitema, we're always going to push it off. Vechitema, let's say, this is what's going on. And it's always going to be pushed off. Vechitema, kisar rebi mea, ein bittul v'shus b'mavoy. Maybe it's because the concept of bittul v'shus only works with a chatzer. But it doesn't work with the mavi. I can only remove my reshus from the chatzer to let everybody use the chatzer. But when we have a mavoi, who says the yachid can do it? So maybe Rabbi Meir's sheet is ain't bittul reshus to mavoi. And the first case is he did bittul reshus in the chatzer. But the safer is, it's not shaykh to do bittul reshus in the mavoi. No, you can't say that. Because we already had clearly Rabbi Meir in the beginning of the parak, Vahatanya. We already mentioned shayach bittul lechem reshusim. Give Rabbi Meir. In the beginning, when you had a tzeduki in the mavoi, Rabbi Meir says you could do bittul reshus there. So, what's the case? It can't be where he didn't do bittul. And if he didn't do bittul, and if he did do bittul, how could it be that they're mutter in the mavoi? El pshita de lo bittul. It has to be that he didn't do bittul. Why? Because the sefer says he didn't join the the Mavoi and their Asr in it. Right? He's Asr in the Mavoi. So it must be a case, it's Pshita, that he didn't do Pitul. This is no other way that we can understand when one person didn't join in the Mavoi. Why is it Asr to everyone? Because Pshita, to low Pitul. So, Umid the Sefer de lo Bittul. If the Sefer of the Mishnah is Yidin Bittul, let's get clear why it didn't Bittul. Why does it have to be where it didn't do Bittul? Because everybody's also to use it. If everybody's also to use it because this one Fashman didn't join in, it must be because he didn't do Bittul. Because if he did Bittul, everybody should mutter it. So Umid the Sefer de lo Bittul, Vaishanami de lo Bittul. The first case also was a case where he didn't do Bittul. What was the first case? He did an Erev in the Chatzer. And he didn't make an Erev in the Chatzer and everybody's mutter. If he didn't do Bittul and everybody's mutter, it must be Shitas Chachamim. If he did a Shituf in the Mavoi, he didn't do a Shituf in the Chatzer. And that's a problem now. Reisha b'sefer Rebbe Meir, umitziya asur upon him. Now we have a case in the Reisha where he's going to usher on them, and in the Sefer where it's usher. Remember, the only time you're going to have an Isser, in using the Chatz and the Mavoi, is only according to Shita's very Meir. Because Chachamim holds, as long as you did one, it should be mutter to everything. So once you have an Isser going on where you didn't do one aspect, either the Erev Chatzeros or the Shituf in the Mavoi, it must be very Meir. Mitziyah, so everybody's mutter, is Rabbanan. Now, let's just read the Mishnah right now according to the way the Gemara set it up to make it a little more smooth. Let's read the Mishnah again. Starting at the Mishnah on Amanal. Chamesh Chatzeros Pesucha Zulazu Pesuchas L'mavoi. Erev b'chatzeros, he did an Erev in his Chatzer, b'lo nishtatzu b'mavoi, and he didn't do a Shituf in the Mavoi. Here it's clearly, and since he's Mutorim b'chatzeros and Asim b'mavoi, it's clearly very Meir. Because according to Chachamim, if you do one or the other, it should be Mutter for everything. That's clearly Rebbe Meir. Next case. In the Shtatzvu B'Mavoi, Mutorim Kan V'Kan, and we already set up the Mishnah, it's like Rebbe Meir, the Gemara set up. In the Shtatzvu also B'Mavoi, meaning he did the Mavoi and the Chatzer, it's Mutter for everybody. Second case, this is the middle case. Eva B'Chet Seiros, the Shtatzvu B'Mavoi, everybody did it together. V'Shachach Echad, one person didn't make the Eruv, and we already set it up where he didn't do Bittul, and everything's Mutter. He joined in with the Mavoi, he didn't join in with the Chatzer, he didn't do Bittul, everything's Mutter. Has to be Shitas Chachamim. Because you could be Nismach on one to cover the other one. So the Reisha is very Meir, middle is Chachamim, last case, Mibnei Mavoi. He's part of the Mavoi, below Nishtatfu. He didn't Nishtatef. He didn't join in with the Mavoi, but he did the Chatzer, Mutorim Chatzer, Vesuv the Mavoi. That can't be Shitas Chachamim. Because Chachamim says if you joined in with the Chatzer, you're Mutter in the Mavoi. And over here, he didn't, it's Asur in the Mavoi. Has to be Rebbe Meir. So we have the situation, Reisha, Sefer, Rebbe Meir, the middle where everybody is Mutter, is Chachamim. And that's a problem. We don't like doing that, even though there's many times in the Gemara we say, Tavra, fine, break up the Mishnah. But if you don't have to do it, it's best not to. Especially since on Ayin Beit, we already mentioned, Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav, Halakha Rabbi Meir. And some say it's Minag like Rabbi Meir, some says it's Noegim Ha'am like Rabbi Meir. Whatever it is, the Halakha is like Rabbi Meir, which we're going to paskin in the Shulchan Aruch, which we'll see, it's not so clear. So we'd rather have everything as Tam Mishnah like Rebbe Meir, because Tam Mishnah is like Rebbe Meir. So the Gemara says, Kula Rebbe Meir he. Everything is Rebbe Meir. So what do you do about the middle case? What's the middle case again? One person in the Chatzer forgot to do the Chatzer, his Erev in the Chatzer, even though he joined with the Mavoi, and they're Mutter for everything. How could that be Shita's Rebbe Meir? We say that we're not Somech if you the what you did in the Mavoi for the Chatzer. Kula Rebbe Meir he. The time of my Omer Rebbe Meir be'inan Erev b'inyan Shituf, and here's the Gemara. It's going to be the time of Rebbe Meir. Everything is Rebbe Meir, and what's the reasoning of Rebbe Meir that says you need both an Erev in the Chatzer and the Erev and the Shituf in the Mavoi? Shelo lishkach Torah eyuv minatinokos. So the kids won't forget the concept of eyuv. Meaning, if we're only going to make a shituf in the mavoi and never in the chatzir, the kids are going to grow up all their life thinking that you don't need an eruv in the chatzir, and they'll forget it. And therefore, Rabbi Meir doesn't want to be summoned. The hakekevan deruba eruvo lo mishtachka. Listen to the beauty of Rabbi Meir. Over here, there's two cases. Let's get the cases over here. In the case where we're dealing, our case is he forgot in the chatzir, but they didn't forget in the mavoi. In the case where they didn't, where they forgot in the chatzir, you have a problem. Sorry. When one person didn't forget in the chatzir, it's dealing with a yachid. The majority of the people did the eruv in the chatzir? Yes. One person didn't, so we're not worried that you're going to forget eruv over here. The kids are going to see something. Everybody did something. His father did. Something's funny over here. They're not going to come to forget. So when it came that everybody did in the mavoi, and this one yachid didn't do in the chatzir, since the whole reasoning of Rabbi Meir is, why do you need both? You don't really need both. One should be fine over here. The reason why you need both is for the kids growing up, that they won't forget. A yachid we're not worried about. Now let's take the other case. Let's say one chatzir forgot to go in the mavoi. This is a whole chatzir. The kids aren't going to see anyone in the chatzir doing it. So when you forget in the chatzir, in the mavoi, we're not going to be matir the chatzir. When you forget in the chatzir, we're going to be a problem with the mavoi. When it comes to a yachid, when there's an individual only doing it, and this is how the Ritva explains the whole kids in over here, when it comes to the yachid, we're going to say, we're not going to forget. Since, as the Gemara says, Haki cave under Ruba, since the majority did it, lo mishtachka. But where a whole chatzir didn't join in with the mavoi, we don't have that problem. Sivashi. Tim nishtat vunami, we saw a maimutarim. Why is the middle there mutter? We just saw now the answer to that. But in the havamina, why isn't you not so much one and the other? We have the case for Hatanya earlier that Rabbi Meir holds Gabi Tzaduki that you do make a, you can make a bitl in the mavoi. It must be that all the cases lo dilo bittel. V'had the ketani shachar hakad mi'bnei chatzer v'dilo bittel to ketani maturim alma somchim al shituf. Since in the middle case is that one person forgot and he didn't do bittel, and yet they're all mutter, must be that we're somich on what they did in the mavoi. Shituf is always with mavoi. So reish v'sefer Rabbi Meir, reish tani ervu bechatzeros v'lo nishtat b'mavoi is asur b'mavoi. Once you have the iser going on that we're not so make, that's Rabbi Meir. Eliyav kei nishtat v'nami b'mavoi k'v Rabbi Meir. V'sefer tani b'nei mavoi v'lo nishtat b'asur b'mavoi k'v Rabbi Meir. Once you have the iser, when you did one, it's Rabbi Meir. Mitziyasa getani nibnei chatzer v'lo ervu, that's k'v Rabbanin. For sure, everybody's mutter. No, kulo Rabbi Meir he. Everything is Rabbi Meir. Umitziyasa, my somchim b'nei oto chatzir ala shituf mishun derubo evo v'taima mayan. The whole reasoning of Rabbi Meir is that you won't forget. And that's the end, pretty much, of the sugya. So we have over here, on one hand, we paskin like Rabbi Meir, but we paskin with the reasoning of Rabbi Meir. Now this is a very interesting shulchan aruch. And then I can admit that I don't have the case 100% clear, but we'll tell you what the Shulchan Aruch says of it. It's in the Shin Pei Zayin. People who are mishtatif in the mavoi, they need to also make an erev in the chatzeros. That's like Rabbi Meir. You need both of them because we're afraid that the children will grow up seeing the adults doing one thing, and they won't realize that kidei shlo yishkachu atinochas toras erev. So they won't do it. Shahari eina tinochit makirim ma nase b'mavoi. The people might be doing things in the mavoi, and they don't know, they just saw in the chatzer, they never did anything, they'll forget it. Leficha, im nishtat b'mavoi b'pat. If they use bread. Now, bread is very chashuv. People just don't throw their bread around. That was the staff of life. Today we're much more loose with our food. If they see people doing things in the mavoy with bread, not with wine, not with something else. You could do a mavoy anything. But if they see them using bread, they're going to wake up and realize something chashuv is going on over here. Somechim love. In that case, you could be somech. A little bit different than the Meskona Bakoma, but that is the Meskona over here, according to the Rishonim over here. Meaning there is a case that Rebbe Meir, since Rebbe Meir's whole fear over here is we'll forget, but if you do something a little unusual, meaning people are gathering bread and putting in the mavoy, that would be enough. Yeah, it's all on Ayin Aleph. Yeah. The Ramah says, very interesting. He says, today, l'tachila, we do not make, we don't make both of them. L'tachila today. Why? So that, the Gemara says that you need both a shituf and an eruv. He says, that's the time of the Gemara. Now, I don't understand the difference in the time periods. In the time of the Gemara, Shabbanei Chatzah, lo nanu l'shituf, people were, I guess, more individual. You had your members in your chatzah, and had no, it didn't mean that you were part of the mavoy over here. People kept to their chatzah, and not their mavoy. So if I made an Arab in my chatzah, it had no reason for me to be part of my mavoy over here. So therefore, I needed both. But today, he says, it's not like that. Today, we're all together. People in the mavoy, I guess it happened in Europe that it became Jewish community. This is, I'm just guessing over here. That since it became, we were living in Golis over here, that a mavoy was a mavoy, and therefore when you made a shittuv, you made for the whole community over there. At the time of the Gemara, you were just closer to the members of your chatzah. So the Gemara brings straight out, we don't do this anymore, we don't need. You should only do one, and Adarava, if you did both and you made brachas on it, bracha levatala. That's what he says. Interesting Gemara. So from the din of our Gemara, you need both, like Rabbi Meir, in order that you don't forget the concept of Eruv. If you do it in a way where it won't come to forget the concept of Eruv for the Tinokos, even Rabbi Meir would agree in principle that you don't need both. Period. Next piece of Gemara. Omer Rav Yehuda, Vav lo tani psuchos zu lezu. Remember, the Gemara started off, each one of the chatzeros are attached to each other, and they're opened up to the mavoy. So the picture book has it clear over here. Picture 239. We can see that each chatzer has an opening to the fellow chatzer. What Vav is saying, the Mishnah, there is not these side entrances, rather two houses to a chatzer, and only an opening to the chatzer to the mavoy. But an opening from the chatzer to the chatzer, he does not want to learn this in the Mishnah. And the question of the Gemara is going to be, why? What difference, what's going to be gavur about opening up from each house? Okay? The Mishnah is sad, the Gersa, that they're opening up to each other. Comes the Gemara, and says, Omer Rav Yehuda, Rav lo tani psucha zu lezu. He didn't learn that they're open up this one to this one. He had an issue with it in the Mishnah. He didn't want to learn the Mishnah like that. Techein Omer Rav Kahana. Also Rav Kahana said, Rav lo tani psucha zu lezu. Echidi Amri, and there are those that say, Rav Kahana kufi lo tani psucha zu lezu. He didn't even rely on Rav. He himself just came out to the conclusion that the Mishnah is not writing this open to this. Rashi, Rav lo tani psucha zu lezu. Tachol eru. It's eru or eru? Eru. Right? Tachol eru b'chatzerus dematnitin eru kol chatzer li'atman. When we're dealing with the eru of the Mishnah, each chatzer is by itself. Kama umutorim b'chatzerus yugatani umutorim b'nei chatzer li'atman kama. It's not that each chatzer has an opening to the next chatzer and one chatzer is going to be mutter to the other one. We only want to make in our Mishnah that one chatzer is mutzah to the other one through the mavoy and not through the opening to each other. Amar le'Abaye, le'Rav Yosef. Abaye asks his Rebbe, "My time is the lotani pesucha zu lezu. What's the problem over here? Why do we have a problem if the opening's other? What's going to happen if each one is open to each other and not just open up to the mavoy?" And his Rebbe answers, and Rav Yosef is going to answer, We're going to have a few questions on Rav Yosef de Bashi. Says we're going to have very lame tevutzim. Until we're going to push for Rav Yosef, we're going to give a different answer on why it has to be the Vav is insistent that we don't write Psucho Zulazu. There's a problem with it. First, Rav Yosef says, Kisava kol shitu she'im machnisin umotzim derp psachim b'mavoy lav k'shemei shituf. Any shituf into a mavoy that you don't go and come out only through the opening of the mavoy is lav k'shemei shituf. Rashi. Kol shituf she'im kol akad ve'akad machnis. Chelko derek pesach chetzeru lemavoy v'derek mavoy yolichu lekatzishim munachbo. Anyone that the entrance to the chatz is not to the mavoy, lav shemei shituf. She'in yachnisu derek pesachim. If you can enter the derek pesachim shebechatzu lechatzer, ain near kishituf mavoy. If you could go from chatzer to chatzer, it's not nicker. It's not clear that you made a shituf in the mavoy. The hachanami chayish rav. Rav is worried. Dilma miali le derech pesachim shebineim. They're going to go through the chatzeros. No one's going to realize that there's something going on in the mavoy, and you need a hecker in the mavoy. And therefore, since you don't have a hecker that you're using the mavoy, it's going to lose its effect over there. And therefore, Rav didn't want to learn the case of that they were open up to each other. Now we're going to question this. Why not? We're going to see cases where you did have entrances from chatzer to chatzer. We had this earlier. The Baal HaBayit made a shituf with each one of his neighbors. And he went from this neighbor yain and this neighbor yain. He doesn't have to do the shituf anymore. Mashma, he went from chatzer to chatzer. And he didn't need to make it in the mavoy. Since he's making from his neighbor to the left and from his neighbor to the right, he made each an individual case. It's mashma, he didn't use the mavoy. No. Hatam the Afkia the Aliyah. He took it from one neighbor, brought it into the Mavoy, he went to the other neighbor and he brought it into the Mavoy. Ain't strictly Arab, Rashi. Fahaha de Lakul Khavi Bishutfut. Falun Knasa Eliyoto Khatsulavata, it's mashly only in the Khatcha. No, the Afkivi Aliyah. Lachavit Pachola Khatseras, Umehem Lavoy, he went back and forth in Mavoy. Umisham Lachatzer, Shunak Sham, he went back and forth, Flo Lashim Shitu, but he didn't do Lashim Shitu, but it went in the Mavoy over there. Vishnoi Dachika, it's clearly this is a pushed off territory over here. Flo Havi Muskana, we're not going to have the Muskana, but that's how Rav Yosef answered right now to protect his Shita. Now the question, we're going to have later on. Keita Mishpatim Vimavoy, how do you make the Shita from the Mavoy? Bashi, let's see the case. We're going to ask a question from Rav Yosef from a Mishnah we're going to have later on, next parak. Tiktani hatam keita mishtatvim mavoy. How do you make a shitav in the mavoy? Maniach et chavis. You place a chavis. One person can take his own and say everybody could use it now. Umizakalam, and he could be mizakat them. V'ahachet echad mizaka mididei. Since one is being mezakeh from his own, lechulivo niknasu lechatzirateim. It's mashma that's in his chatzir and it goes to the mavoy. So after nami tiafke v'aliyah. So he kept the same dochet teret. He went in and out and he brought it into the mavoy and brought it back into his house. Matif la rabba v'rav chana elamiata. And this is the final one that we're going to see. It can't be what Rav Yosef said. Hikne lo pat b'salo. He was makne the pat b'salo. Hachinami to lo havi shituf. If someone was marking the pot in his salo, hachinami to lo havi shituf, it's not going to be a shituf. To chitema hachinami, maybe it's not. Maybe you can't be mezaker. That way I have my bread, I'm going to say everybody can join him. You can't say that. Fahalome Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. Again, Rav Yehuda Omer Rav. This is Rav over here. B'nei Chabor Shai Mesubim. They all got together. All the people in the Mavoy, they're eating in one person's house. The Kiddush Leim Yom. And all of a sudden became Shabbos. And we're in the midst of the meal. Hapachi al shulchan somchim aleihem mishum eruv. The pot that's left on the table, and one person obviously invited everyone, it became the eruv. V'yamri la mishum shituf. And some people, it could either be the eruv chaseros, and there are those that say it's shituf of the Mavoy. V'yomer Rabba, and Rabba says lo pligi. It's not arguing. Kam Mesubim Bebayit. One case is where they're Mesubim in one person's private house. That'll make the sheet of, that'll make the air for the Chatzah. So Kam Mesubim Chatzah. And they're eating in the Chatzah. And all of a sudden Shabbos came in. They make the, oh, let's make the sheet of in the Mavah. And you see that they're eating on the table. And they certainly didn't stop. Okay, wait one second. Take the bread, bring it into the Mavah, bring it back into the Chatzah. It didn't happen. So what do you see from here? You don't have to bring it in the Mavah. It could just be in the Chatzah. So you don't have to go in and out of the chutz, the mavoi. So what's the reasoning that Vav did not want to learn that you had to have openings only to the mavoi and not to the chutzah? Therefore, I can't see the reasoning of Rav Yosef Elatami de Vav. What's the reasoning of Rav? The Kai Salver, he holds, Ein mavoi nita belechi v'kora achu bati v'chatzeros p'sucha l'tocho. The reason is something totally different. To have a din mavoi, where remember, a chatzer, you have to do a much stringent type of, if you want to travel from a chatzer to a shus ravabim, you have to make a proper eruv. A mavoi, we already said, you just have to make either a lechi or a korah on top. It's very flimsy even. You just need a hekor, it's a mechitza, we had a maklokot earlier on what exactly it is. In order to have a din of a mavoi, you have to have two houses and two chatzeros opened into it. Now explain, we'll see what this for is. Maybe let's just catch up on Rashi. Mesubim b'bayit, somchi mishum eruv. Hachatzer, kidyama lakama, we're going to see eruv chatzeros b'bayit shibachatzer. Mesubim b'chatzer, somchi mishum shituf. We see clearly that you could just place it in the chotzer. Aval mishum eruv lo the bayit beinan the eruv mishum adira v'chotzer lav bar dirahu. Let's get this clear of Rav Yosef over here, because we're going to work with it of Rav over here. Rav holds that our case you can't have the chotzeres open up to each other. They have to open up to a mavoi, not because of anything we said before. To make a din mavoi, things have to be open up to the mavoi. If they're open up to the mavoi, you could have a din mavoi, and now you could use the head term that we had for mavoi. What's the svora? How beautiful. You know, the more you learn Mishnah Brewer, it's unbelievable what he does. Mishnah Brewer brings down the whole svora over here. Brings down our case over here. He brings it, it's the Beis Yosef in the name of the Rashba. Listen to this beautiful svora. This opens up the whole sugya over here. He says, our case over here, the heter of a mavoi, what's the reasoning? The heter of a mavoi to a lechi, the heter to a mavoi is just with a lechi a kor. It's because that a lot of people, since a lot of people use it, you don't have anyone doing Dvarim Shebetzina there. Not doing Dvarim Shebetzina kol kach, therefore it's sagi in a little tikkun over here. Masha Enki in a chotzer, that there's not a lot of people living there, and therefore you do things shibitzina in a chotzer, therefore it's not soggy in a, therefore you need a bigger heksher to make it into the chotzer. Meaning, since a chotzer we do private things, in order, therefore, there's more, you need much more of a roof to prevent you from going from the chotzer to the, to the Rishus of Avim. Masha, therefore you need Shnei Pasim, or Pasta, you know, Dalat Tfachim, all these other things. But the Mavoi, therefore, a Mavoi, listen to this now, a Mavoi that doesn't have two Chatzeres opened up to it, right? Meaning, if the Chatzer is open one to the other, it's like it's one big unit over here, and it's one Chatzer opening into a Mavoi, once one unit is open to a mavoi, we have a gezeirah that it's Dvarim Shebetzina. It's one opening up to it. Since one group is opening up to the mavoi, we're afraid that it has more of a din of a chatzer. It's not enough to use just a simple kor or a lechi. You have to have a din of a mavoi. The only way to have a din of a mavoi, if the rabim is opening up to it. The only way to have a rabim, a din rabim, opening up to a chutz into a mavoi, see, I'm getting my words mixed up. The only way to have a din vavim opening up into a mavoi, if only chatzeros open up to a mavoi. If a chatzer is open up to a mavoi, the din of a mavoi is like a din of a chatzer. Because therefore, it's like one group is open up to it. You might have Devar Shabbat Sinner. Therefore, you need a much bigger heksher. In order to have the easy heksher of just a korah or a korah or a lechi, you have to have Vavim going into it. So this is what Rav is saying over here. The din of Rav, that we did not want the chatzeros opening up zoo to zoo, because if all the chatzeros are opening up to each other, it becomes a din like one chatzer. If it's one chatzer and that's opening up to a mavoy, we say one chatzer to a mavoy doesn't make a mavoy. Because a mavoy has to be something that's more public over here. If it's a din of a chatzer opening up to the mavoy, that mavoy is not a mavoy. It's a chatzer. Since Rav says that you have to have two chatzeros opening up to a mavoy, it must be that the chatzeros are not opening up to each other, rather only opening up into the mavoy, to only have the din that you could have the heta of the lechi and the korah.